William Morrow and Harper Audio present Survivor Song, a novel by Paul Tremblay, performed by Aaron Bennett. It's awful and still probably worse. They're biters and rarely alone. And rarely alone. Big business. Heal the weak. Author's note for the reader. When you encounter wide blank spaces and pages, fear not. They are purposeful. Okay, maybe fear a little. Prelude. In olden times, when wishing still helped. This is not a fairy tale. Certainly it is not one that has been sanitized, homogenized, or Disneyfied, bloodless in every possible sense of the word, beasts and human monsters defanged and claws clipped, the children safe and the children saved, the hard truths harvested from hard lives, if not lost, then obscured, and purposefully so. Last night there was confusion as to whether turning off the lights was a recommendation or if it was a requirement in accordance with the government-mandated curfew. After her husband, Paul, was asleep, Natalie relied on her cell phone's flashlight in the bathroom as a guide instead of lighting a candle. She has been getting clumsier by the day and didn't trust herself to casually carry fire through the house. It's 11:15 a.m., and yes, she is in the bathroom again. Before Paul left 3 hours ago, she joked she should set up a cot and an office in here. Its first floor window overlooks the semi-private backyard, and the sun-bleached, needs-a-coat-of-stain picket fence. The grass is dead, having months prior surrendered to the withering heat of yet another record-breaking summer. The heat will be blamed for the outbreak. There will be scores of other villains, some heroes too. It will be years before the virus's full phylogenetic tree is mapped, and even then, there will continue to be doubters, naysayers, and the most cynical political opportunists. The truth will go unheeded by some, as it invariably does. To wit, Natalie can't stop reading the 14-day-old Facebook post on her town's Stoughton Enthusiasts page. There are currently 2,312 comments. Natalie has read them all. The post. Wildlife Services is informing the public that rabies vaccine baits are being dropped in the Massachusetts area in coordination with the Department of Agriculture. Baits are also being dropped in targeted areas of surrounding states, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, New York, and as a precaution, Pennsylvania. The vaccine is in a blister pack, Army Green. Baits will be dropped by airplane and helicopter until further notice. If you see or find a bait, please do not disturb it. Not harmful, but not for human consumption. The photo. The size of a dollar coin. The top of the bait pack is rectangular, has a putty-like appearance, and the middle leavened like a loaf of bread. It looks like a green, bite-sized almond joy. Natalie and Paul have already stress-eaten most of the large variety bag of Halloween candy, and it's only October 21st. The back of the bait pack has a warning label. MNR1, 888-555-6655. Rabies vaccine. Do not eat. Live adenovirus vector. Vaccin antirabique n'est pas mangé. Vecteur vivant d'adenovirus. MNR1.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?